This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I've been using this stuff for 4 years. My weapons stay at a high degree of treatment. That's a treatment. It's not just a lubricant, it's a treatment. Check them out, Frog Lube. The anti-Trump media, which is another name for all of the mainstream media, and a good portion of the conservative pundits have resumed their frenzied claims that Donald Trump is out to unleash indescribable horror in the American on the American people. The current version of doom is that he's calling for NRA assassins to kill either Hillary Clinton or her Supreme Court nominees, or both. What he actually said was this, by the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks, although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. Within 30 minutes, according to Rudy Giuliani, interviewed on Fox News this morning, the Clinton spin machine had shaped the media narrative. Trump was not calling for electoral activism at a rally of electoral activists. No, he was calling on Second Amendment people to use their evil guns to kill someone or other. Thomas Friedman of the New York Times handily summed up the conventional wisdom, which, you know, is his forte. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin got assassinated. His right-wing opponents just kept delegitimizing him as a traitor and a Nazi for wanting him to make peace with the Palestinians and give him back part of the land of Israel. Of course, all is fair in politics, right? And they had God on their side, right? They weren't actually telling anyone to assassinate Rabin. That would have been horrible. But there are always people down the line who don't hear the caveats. They just hear the big message. The man is illegitimate. The man is a threat to the nation. The man is the equivalent of a Nazi war criminal. Well, you know what we do with people like that, don't you? We kill them. And that's why Jewish extremist Yigal Amir did to Rabin. Why not? He thought he had permission from a whole segment of Israel's political class. In September, I wrote a column warning that Donald Trump's language toward immigrants could end up inciting just this kind of violence. I never in my wildest dreams, though, thought he'd actually, in his usual coy, twisted way, suggest that Hillary Clinton was so intent on taking away the Second Amendment right to bear arms that maybe Second Amendment enthusiasts could do something to stop her. Exactly what? Well, Trump left that hanging. Now, in the meantime, I understand there's a lot of hand-wringing going on over all of this. And, you know, besides that, yeah, the hand-wringing is all on the... Well, it's on, like I said, on the side of some conservative pundits, would be supposedly important people that, you know, who'd heard Tom Ridge say anything recently until he put out his little letter with the other 49 yahoos that let the world get into the state of the country it is in now? Along with Obama's own. And besides that, you know, all of Trump's followers are barely civilized. We're just, you know, in more distant regions, man-ape hybrids at best. Everyone knows that Second Amendment people are not united behind part of the Bill of Rights. We're using this as a disguise because our true nature is as a bloodthirsty assassin. What's actually happening right now is like a sheet blowing in a tornado. The media is twisting in the wind, making themselves look ridiculous. They're twisting Trump's words, and they're exposing their own disdain for Trump's followers, which is, this is millions and millions and millions of people. They're following a general script. Samantha Strayer of the Federalist identifies the pattern. The media frenzy surrounding this election, the 24/7 news cycle, and Trump's gumption ensure that we're constantly talking about him, analyzing his every move. Many criticisms of Trump have been rather hysterical, sophomoric, and downright lewd. As if set on auto-repeat, headlines, tweets, and the like squeal xenophobe, fascist, racist, demagogue, pudgy fingers. Eerily in sync, the media outlets and Trump haters describe his convention speech and his soul as dark. Now, Trump knows this. He sees this. He hears this. And yet he keeps feeding anti-Trumpers ambiguous opportunities to vent their mania. There are two possible means of explaining this. Either is a friend who shall remain anonymous emailed me. Number one, Trump went one whole day without saying something really stupid. 2 days was just too much to ask. Or two, Trump is exercising some political jujitsu, able to anticipate the opponent's reaction and planning to use their momentum against them. What they're saying is that a guy who built a billion dollar real estate empire has no self-awareness and no self-control. You know, in The Art of the Deal, he brags about psyching out his rivals in negotiations. Consider four propositions, if you will. A huge share of the public, over two-thirds, are dissatisfied with the country's working. Number two, these dissatisfied people are angry at what they perceive as a bipartisan rigged system in league with special interests. Number three, huge share of the public distrusts and is angry at the media. Number four, the media will never treat him fairly. Do you think, possibly, the billionaire real estate tycoon mogul who's gotten so many billions of dollars of free publicity in the run-up of all of this isn't aware of what's going on? Do you think he's just so tone deaf he doesn't get it? What he is doing is he is capitalizing on the media's inability to control themselves. They can't be fair, and he's getting them to anger his base. Every time they come out and say this, every time we have 50 conservative security people come out and say, well, Trump is this, and they're angering the base that he's already gotten riled up. And this discredits these people that are coming out against him, the media, the conservative pundits, these Republican status quo guys. That discredits all of them in the eyes of the ones that could be persuaded in the general public. People who despise him are going to write bad things about him anyway. So why not push them over to the edge into revealing more than they intend about their own prejudices? Do you get what I'm saying here? Some of this stuff is just too... You don't get the nomination being that kind of dumb, tone deaf. I believe a lot of this stuff is deliberate. And if it is, then we have like a megalomaniac genius on our hands, because he's getting, I mean, most of these guys, they drop out only because they run out of money. And he's not having to spend any of his money for any of this publicity. It's just, every time it dies down, something else starts. This is too much of a, there's a pattern here. And all of these people that are discrediting themselves, going after them, well, you guys look ridiculous. good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from the Frog Lube. Messed it up. From the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Truly, it just works. All right. One of the things it causes a lot of this gang violence and a lot of violence in places in the inner city is lack of economic opportunity. That comes about because there's no jobs to be had. There's no economic opportunity, so they turn to crime. Now, the reason we're going to talk about this is because a lot of the things that get them to the point of trying to take our rights away, they've actually put together based upon some things that sound good on paper, but actually have far-reaching ramifications. It causes crime end result, and then they take that crime and use that against us to try to take our rights away. Since NAFTA, both parties have extolled the virtues of free trade, as if somehow that actually exists, which means that other countries sell their products in our country at will. This has reduced the price of consumer goods, although while the price is low, the quality of the product seems to match the price. Now, along the way, you know, if we have a Chinese factory that's making a Johnny Dangerously doll, and we have an American factory that's making a Johnny Dangerously doll, and we can sell our Johnny Dangerously doll in their country, and they can sell theirs in ours. Well, that's one thing. Now, ours is probably going to cost more, so we may sell fewer of them. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is American businesses are picking up and going elsewhere. They're going to where these countries are that have the lower costs. Virtually all clothing and toys and consumer electronics, tools, and many other products are made in China, Vietnam, and other foreign countries. And that consequence here is the loss of jobs in those American industries that made the products now made mostly in China. 50 years ago, companies moved to southern states to avoid the unions in the northern states. To a slight degree, they still do that. The gun companies still do this. Aircraft companies do it. Now these companies have just moved their operations to foreign countries altogether. Neither the Democrats nor the Republicans addressed the issue of workers who lost jobs to foreign countries. They gave lip service to retraining workers and educating workers for high-tech jobs and service jobs. But not everyone goes to college, and even for those who do, there's no guarantee of a good job. Trump comes out, and he's the first one to ever emphasize this issue. Pat Buchanan tried to raise it, but Pat, not quite the personality that Trump is. He was not taken seriously as a third-party candidate. Trump is not a third-party candidate. He has the Republican nomination, and he's clearly stated the problem that we've negotiated one-way deals, and there's no such thing as free trade. That's a fact. For everything over there that they're selling, that means we've lost jobs. Period. If it's something we used to make here that's over there, now we've lost jobs. China, Vietnam, and the other countries that flood our markets with their goods do not have labor unions to represent employees, do not have the massive employment regulators and laws such as the EPA and OSHA and the EEOC and age discrimination, the NLRB and others. It is impossible for most American-based companies to compete with foreign countries because our cost of doing business is so much higher. Along with all of those organizations that I just mentioned comes a regulatory regime that costs about $2 trillion a year. American business is paying about $2 trillion a year in just regulations. That's adding to the cost of their business. This is one reason why the American good it costs so much money, because of what it takes to get it out there in the market. The imbalance in the cost of doing business has to be reflected in the price at which foreign-made goods are sold. And it is, as Trump has said, a matter of negotiating trade deals that reflect the cost of doing business. Now, economists usually justify free trade by arguing the theory of comparative advantage, which means that products and services should be provided by the lowest cost producer. That sounds great, but ignores why some producers operate at the lowest cost. The Democratic Party and the establishment wing of the Republicans, which daily is refusing to support Trump and is comfortable with Hillary as president, have abandoned you if you work in the American sector. They've abandoned you if you've lost your job. And moreover, they've abandoned you who will not be able to get a good job because of free trade. We're seeing a realignment right now where the Quisling establishment Republicans are jumping ship, refusing to support Trump, which helps Hillary. This is an addition by subtraction, or as Clemenza said in The Godfather, this has got to happen every 10 to 15 years. It gets rid of the bad blood. We're seeing workers, Democrats in the Northeast, respond to Trump because they know that the Democratic Party has abandoned them. This ties into American workers who've lost jobs in the coal industry as a result of Obama and Hillary's war on coal, refusal to authorize the Keystone Pipeline and offshore drilling, increasing regulations on American business, increasing crime in the inner city. Trump appeals to the self-employed, the small business owner and workers, in short, to those who work and create jobs for Americans. He has a good chance to appeal to these disaffected workers in the battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Ohio, where towns have been hollowed out as a result of factories closing because of free trade. The hope here that he's pushing out there is that he will renegotiate trade deals, cut taxes, reduce regulations, and authorize drilling, all to revive the economy. Hillary, of course, has nothing to offer. She got class envy. She will tax the rich and the middle class, as you know, she's admitted in a moment of truth. She's going to go, this exercise eventually, when you continue to raise taxes to try to drive the economy, it becomes largely trying to pump blood out of a hollowed out blood bag. That money can only, as you're taking more and more and more, eventually you overtake the ability for that blood bag to refill. The part that they're missing, and the part everybody else seems to be missing, is for the first time in a long time, it is very, very apparent that the Republican establishment and the Democrats are fine with each other. And the part that kills me the most is that we elected them. We elected these guys. I've got one running around, Lindsey Graham, right here out of this state, senior senator of South Carolina. He's running around. He's one of those guys. Absolutely, he is one of those guys. So, that's where it stands. That's where it is. Definitely trying to, not caring about the economy, not caring about you being able to take care of yourself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I've been using this stuff on my weapons for 4 years, and my weapons, because of the treatment that they get from this stuff, stay at a high state of combat readiness. Check them out. Now, if it seems like I'm beating up on the media today, that's because I am beating up on the media today. The media today is not willing to let you make your own decision. They're not willing to let you look at things and say, well, I think I'd like to think about it this way. They're just not willing to do that. So, you know, a lot of people looked at this and said, you know, this thing on Trump, this is going to be bad. They're going to be all over him. I'm still amazed at how much they are, though. Every single news outlet is dedicated to hysterically denouncing Trump every minute of every day while cooing at Hillary, to include a lot of these conservative pundits. Everything Hillary has ever touched has failed. It's been engulfed in scandal. It's resulted in massive investigations, litigation, financial ruin, prison, death. Final stage of any pantsuit enterprise is a grand announcement that pantsuit did not technically break the law. Whoa, I feel pretty good about myself. Or that no one can prove that she broke the law. Okay, that's not nearly as good. Or even if she did, no one ever gets prosecuted for it. Now I got a problem. She's prone to coughing fits and lapses of memory in the middle of speeches, and she falls down all over the place. But that's not nearly as important as the media's manufactured story about Trump throwing a baby out of a rally. Trump is supposed to be joined at the hip to David Duke, the former KKK guy. Based on not disavowing him with sufficient ferocity, the 17th time he was asked about this person that he's never met before in his life, never mentioned, and didn't invite to speak at his convention. Hillary invited the mother of violent, cop-hating criminal Mike Brown to speak at her convention. The Democratic platform expressly endorses the anti-police Black Lives Matter, even as those celebrated cop-haters inspire the mass slaughter of police officers across the country in New York City, Dallas, and Baton Rouge. Now we find out that another honored guest at Hillary's events is the father of Omar Mateen, the Muslim jihadi who murdered 49 people at a gay nightclub in Orlando a few months ago. On this past Monday night, he attended a pantsuit rally where he sat cheering right behind her on the stage. No word on if David Duke's father was in Wilmington, North Carolina. And while we're at it, did David Duke gun down 49 people in June or ever, or anyone before, ever? It took the national media 24 hours to mention the fact that the jihadist father is a big Hillary supporter sitting in the camera's line of sight at her Florida rally. A Google search of Trump and David Duke produces more than 11 million hits. A Google search of Hillary and Omar Mateen gets a few hundred thousand hits. Hillary's being supported by the father of a jihadist is treated like back page stuff, presented amid florid excuses. Let's not forget Kaiser Khan, whose son was a American military guy who died fighting for us. But this is a guy that has a Muslim Brotherhood backing, you know? In the case of Mateen's father, it was a staffer's mistake, an unforced error, and Hillary's opponents are leaping on it. The main story this week, of course, is the psychotic claim that Trump is calling for Hillary to be killed. He said something about Second Amendment people. What could Second Amendment people do? One thing they could do is what they did do in 1994. That was the year that gun rights supporters voted out dozens of Democrats who voted wrong on guns, ushering in the first Republican Congress in 40 years. They could do like they did in April 2013, where they called the Senate and told them, don't you dare pass universal background checks. They could do that. Now, in the quarter century that it has been since 1994, since that black day for the Democrats, they're still so traumatized by the sweeping losses in 1994 that even after Gabrielle Giffords was shot in Arizona, even after the Aurora Theater movie theater shooting, even after the Sandy Hook massacre, Democrats refused to take up a gun bill in the U.S. Senate. Apparently, the only news you'll be getting from now until the election is the media's own insane interpretation of every little thing Trump says or does. Which is fine by Trump. Don't kid yourself. He's gotten out there and said, you know, if I lose, big deal, I go back to a great lifestyle. Anyone remember the week-long scandal about a star on a Trump retweet? No one, not even Joe McCarthy, has ever faced this level of obsessive hatred from our constitutionally protected guardians of liberty in the press. Everyone else would be chewed up and spit out after 1 minute of such relentless attacks. But the sissy conservatives who've never faced 1 minute of press hostility blame the victim, saying it's Trump's fault for giving the media openings to twist his word. These punks have no idea what they're talking about. There's no way to phrase something so that it can't be lied about. Here's the first three lines from an affectionate article on pantsuit in Wednesday's New York Times. And I'm going to twist these words. Hillary Clinton hopes to capitalize on Republican defectors. Excuse me. That should be read, Hillary to accept bribes from Goldman Sachs, Halliburton, and the Koch brothers. Or Hillary Clinton's campaign would like to turn the drip, drip, drip of Republican defectors abandoning Donald J. Trump into a deluge. That should be read, Hillary supports the use of Chinese water torture. And here, this rather long, what I guess this is supposed to be a headline. On Wednesday, after days in which several high-profile Republicans said they could not support Mr. Trump or were endorsing Mrs. Clinton, her campaign introduced an official outreach effort to target Republicans. That should read, Hillary campaign to target Republicans for murder. While they're all sitting around, and all of these people are saying, you know, I saw a poll the other day where they're saying that 44% of America wants Trump to drop out. There's no strategy to overcome this level of media hostility. He's made some mistakes during this campaign. He hasn't done anything wrong, but, you know, he hasn't done anything really wrong at all. He could say yes, and the media would change the question to, are you a child molester? And the craven Republicans who blame Trump for the media's lies may as well blame a rape victim for wearing a short skirt. Except with Trump, it's the Muslim standard. Think about that. It's the Muslim standard. In the Muslim world, they blame a woman's rape on the woman, on being a woman. The progressives, the status quo Republicans, and the jihadis, all using the same basic tactic. How do you feel about that when you think about it that way? When you think of, you know, some of these guys, you look at some of these guys, they're supposed to be heroes in the conservative movement. They are not. They're not heroes in any movement. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I've been using the stuff for 4 years. This is the best lubricant, best cleaning, best treatment for your weapon. Frog Lube. Anybody that's listened to me for any amount of time knows that in my past I've had an incident where I completely woke up one morning and said, I'm never touching another gun and nobody should ever touch another gun again. You know that. And then you also know that in time that I changed. And my attitude changed and my outlook changed. Okay. That happens. What is your mind today is not, you change that mind for tomorrow. The reason I bring this up is because I wrote an article about that that was published at a website called The Truth About Guns. They were very kind to take that and to publish that for me, and I appreciate that. Well, today, one of their contributors has got a post up there. Her name is Sarah Tipton. Now, this probably caused quite the stir there because she got a lot of comments, and The Truth About Guns, the readers there are just very, very active in the comments column. But I give you this verbatim because I'm sure a lot of you are feeling this way. And then we'll get to the punchline, shall we? She writes, I'm not voting for president this November. I can't abide any of the candidates, starting with the obvious, Hillary Clinton. Despite Ms. Clinton's claim that she isn't coming for our guns, she's coming for our guns. The smoking gun proving her anti-gun agenda, a recording where the candidate tells a crowd the Supreme Court was wrong on the Second Amendment. But it's no secret where Hillary stands on the Second Amendment with her boot on its neck. Moving on to Donald Trump. Trump infuriated me, backing the elimination of gun rights for Americans on the secret, unaccountable no-fly terror watch list. There's no excuse for his stance or his previous support for an assault weapon ban. Trump's support for the NRA-modded no-fly, no-buy proposal indicates what we all know anyway. President Trump will have no core convictions on gun rights, or you might say anything else, he gladly deal away our firearms freedom, or at the least fail to vigorously defend it. The third-party options are a joke. Libertarian Gary Johnson chose former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld as his running mate. Weld is anything pro-gun, even to the point of making some Hillary-level comment about legislation involving our rights. The Green Party, Jill Stein, is an environmental fascist who supports tighter gun regulations, including an assault weapons ban. I cannot in good conscience vote for any of these people. I understand the lesser of two evils argument for Trump. I understand the importance of the upcoming appointments of Supreme Court justices and the fact that Trump's list of potential nominees were all genuine conservatives, a list he then removed and said they were just his ideas. The way I see it, gun owners can vote for a candidate they know will degrade and or destroy their rights or write someone in. Well, that isn't good enough for me. Every time a new gun law passes, the Constitution is violated. In states where Democrats hold sway, the people of the gun don't have a voice in the matter. And no matter who wins the presidential election, the egregious violation of rights will not end, and it will continue to spread. We are left then only with civil disobedience, and when that happens, my conscience will be clean. What about yours? Well, let me wade in on this one, if I may. The preferable moment of action here would be to vote and keep Hillary out of office. I don't think I don't think Stein and Johnson are actually factors in this. I actually think them running is good because they're going to siphon away votes from Hillary. Now, Gary Johnson, Bill Weld, Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, all of these guys have a voting record. They have a background and they have a history of doing things that is well documented, very well documented. Trump has never held office. He's never shaped policy. Getting out there and backing this or that are merely words from Trump. And Trump, you know, as smart as I think he is, and I think he's very smart, but as smart as I think he is, I also think he's inexperienced. And there's some things that he probably didn't know a bunch of details about that he has since learned about. And he's getting it right now. Would Trump have been my first choice? No, he would not have been my first choice. But when I look at who my first choice would have been, and I saw the way that fell apart, I sort of sit back and wonder, wow. Did I ever have a good choice? Did I ever make a good choice there? I'm not one of these guys that will get out there and defend somebody to the very end. I want to win. I want us to win. Now, getting out there and saying civil disobedience and I'll do this and my conscience will be clear, that's all fine and good because that's an abstract concept right now. There's not a bunch of hordes, you know, running around the countryside, killing people. Not a bunch of paramilitary combat going on here and there. Not a bunch of warlords and governors and, you know, little fives hanging on now because the country's torn itself apart. It's a concept. It's make-believe. And as someone who has trained to be involved in that kind of violence that they're saying, well, if that's what comes about, so be it. My conscience will be clear. Let me tell you something. Your conscience won't do you a damn bit of good in combat. And getting out here and saying, I'm not going to participate, means you're just going to let combat happen in front of you. And you're going to chew a candy bar and watch it happen. And then you're going to point out and say, I did it on principle. I did it based upon my beliefs. I did it based on the fact that I could not do it in good conscience. And in the meantime, you're supporting Hillary Clinton. Everybody that backs away from the fight is supporting Hillary Clinton. Like it or not. I mean, the fact that this woman is not in jail stupefies me. But she isn't. And, you know, not wanting to get, you know, standing by and not doing anything means you let bad things happen. And if that's what you're about, okay, cool. That's not what I'm about. I want to win. I've got grandchildren, like some of you have. I've got children, like some of you have. I'm here, like all of you are. And I want, you know, I put on the uniform to defend this country. I took an oath to this Constitution. And it's these damn non-combatants that don't know anything about what they're talking about. They get out here and say, well, I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. And, you know, I have a clear cut. Okay, fine. You're not going to be in the fight? Fine. Shut up. I don't expect to see. As far as I'm concerned, this particular person, Sarah Tipton, never reading anything she puts out again. I don't care how brilliant it is. I don't care how brilliant it is. Because she's admitting that I'm a person that believes in gun rights, and I'm a person that believes in this and that, and I'm not willing to do what I have to do to preserve them. That's not being a fighter. Being a fighter means you pull the stops out. You do everything in your power to make it happen civilized, and then if you have to go completely uncivilized, you're more uncivilized than anybody out there. Getting out there and basing her decision on somebody that's never held political office, just based upon things he said, without looking at some of the things that he does and figuring out, well, he does a lot of this stuff just to get a reaction out of people and let them tear themselves apart, and he gets free publicity out of it, that's pretty stupid. That's not analytical. That's not analytical. So getting out there and saying, well, you know, if civil disobedience comes, that's fine. I'll deal with that on my own terms, and, you know, I'll have a clear conscience. You'll be dead. You'll be one of the first ones killed, not because we're going to kill you, because you'll just get killed because you're not a fighter. Hour number three is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.